And we are live. We're live from Dallas. Brenda Buglioni. I'm looking at Brenda right now on, what is this we're looking at here? Brenda is on TV. She's a skier. And she's demonstrating some, you just missed her. Maybe that's Brenda. There she is. And another thing, and then you fall on your ass. You know, a lot of you clowns do this. It's raw. See, then you go, ah. So don't do that. Miss Buglioni, do you know, well, never mind. Yeah, don't bug me right now, Rolf. Anyway, so how do you, I don't know. Have you ever learned anything watching lessons on TV? Remember John Nagy? When we were really young, there was an artist, John Nagy. And you were supposed to learn art from him. And I've never learned shit from a TV show thing, you know? Mainly because when I was watching TV, my mind was not primed to learn. My mind was primed to just sitting and watching and eating saltine crackers and, I don't know, and drinking, sipping tomato soup or drinking shots of Hennessy. I don't know. Oh, fuck. Somebody's going to score a touchdown. Ask others for help. If you're injured, ask others for help. Contact a patrol. I'm looking for, you know. Landmarks, lifts, and names. And remember, wherever you are, that's where you're going to be when they find you next come the spring thaw. So be sure to stick a pole up in the air so that when it snows and freezes over, at least there's that much of you sticking out of the snow, and they'll know, once, Jim was here. Yeah, injuries can happen anytime, no shit. Some dick going up in the air like that. Are you kidding me? I saw a guy one time. Here we go. Here's the difference between life and death. What the hell? The difference between life and death? This guy. The High Fives Foundation. This is a Fox Sports deal. All right, back to Brenda. So as you can see, there's a lot that goes into skiing. And I wouldn't recommend it for any of you clowns that I'm looking at right now. Thank you. Here's Tom Tiekenman, otherwise known as Kjetil Kenseinrød. He's the Norwegian World Cup alpine skier, and whatever that is. Here he is exulting over the fact that he got his skis on. Well, you know, what's your name again? Brenda. Oh, Brenda, yeah. Look at it. Can you get a lot of him? So I forgot your name. Here's a mountain. What do you want me to do? I'm doing some stretching now. And are you sure you're Norwegian? No. But, what the Christ was that? Just cut away from that. Thank you. Yeah, that was nothing. That was me and some guys. It was last summer. We're trying something. You're Norwegian, huh? Or are you Norwegian? Well, good question. So we hop along like this. This is what we call... Actually, I remember. We couldn't get out of bed. We had to loosen up. Because we'd spent the night... Well... Boy, I'll tell you, there's nothing like these Scandinavians, man, for somebody's hard-ass sports. Seriously, like motocross, man. Those cats are goofy for that fucking motorcycle shit in the dirt, you know? And I guess that's because that's what they do when it's not snowing. Like the guys that take their mountain bikes up to the slopes when they're not, when it isn't skiing, and they go up the slope and they go down on their bicycle. I guess these dudes are the same thing, but... These guys are crazy for that motocross. And then they do their... What else do they fucking do up there? You don't really hear about Sweden or Finland winning world soccer game, you know, right? Because I don't think it's really interesting to them. I could be wrong, man, but... Hockey? Big time. Probably speed skating, shit like that. Skiing? Big time. That hopping thing where they're, you know, next to each other's asses. I don't know what that is. I wouldn't want to speculate. Yeah, well, are we about done here? Because, you know, and so that's, so, well, we paid you to be here to the end of the gig, so he's trying to split. Hey, look, you know, I got time is money, you know. I got four women that come from America. They want the ski lesson. You said you'd hang out till the bitter end of this, bitch. Okay. Okay. You said you'd hang out until the bitter end of this, bitch. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, what a night this is going to be. It's fucking, you know, it's hot here, man. I swear to God, let me, just to make sure that I'm not imagining things. Feels like it's got it hotter than hell. Not hot, but it's a lot warmer than it was. Where's the fucking weather on this motherfucker? Here it is. Nope, that's sports. Where is the weather app? Here it is. 46 in New York. Well, that's nice. Channel Islands Beach, 63. I don't get it. 63 right now, Channel Islands Beach. Today is Wednesday. It is 6:50 in the evening. Yeah, it's 63. It's going to get down to 57. It'll be at 55 by midnight. I don't know. It was 78. Now, the high, what was the high? Today's Wednesday. It was 66? Why does it feel so fucking warm? That's a trip, you know? That's that's wild. The high today was 78. That was the forecast for Wednesday.
What?
Good air quality. I don't know, man. I don't know. L.A. 63. How come you get all these moon... What's the... Oh, I see. Okay, never mind. Never the fuck mind, okay? Everybody's getting the moon except Channel Islands. We're cloudy at night. Look at that. San Francisco's got the moon. L.A. Nope. We're cloudy down here, so San Francisco's getting the moon. Honolulu right now, it is still sunny. 80 degrees today, man. Right now, current temperature in Honolulu, 75.
Woo-wee! Man, that's nice.
70 fucking five, Jack. Although they are having partly cloudy skies. It's probably humid there right now, right? Palm Desert, 64. Big Sur. These are my favorite places, man. Palm Desert. Big Sur. Palm Desert just because you can drink and golf. Big Sur because it's healthy and clean. Houston's 46. Not that Houston's one of my favorite places, but I just, you know. San Diego, 64. Death Valley. What do you think the temperature in Death Valley is right now? How about 46, huh? So you think Death Valley is like, you know, death. Well, no, it ain't. Wow. 46 in Death Goddamn Valley. How about that? Westlake Village, just down the highway from us, is 63. All right, so that's that. Oh, man. Milwaukee, 27. Ardmore, Oklahoma, 34. That's Lauren's hometown. So I was going to tell you guys that within 3 weeks, I'm going to be filling you in on some details about my personal life. Nothing drastic, but I'm going to fill you in on, you know, some news. And where I fill you in will also be an interesting thing. I'm not moving. I'm not leaving L.A., but I will be probably out and about traveling about our fine, wonderful country. And I will be at a certain point in a certain time. I will inform you of what it is, what I am or going to do. All right. So Brenda Bazelon, whatever the hell her name is, now laying on the ground with a ball under her, you know what? I'm just kidding. Under her, I don't know why I think the term you know what is funny, but, yes, there's the good old freeway. God damn it. Of course, down here, man, this studio gets warm. This is the goofiest place. Sometimes it's too hot, sometimes it's too cold. I don't know what it is, man. Maybe I drink too much coffee. Ted Bell was making a big thing about me drinking Don Julio. Now that they're doing billboards in ballparks, he thinks it's nothing better than, you know, than what he calls pea water gentleman Jack. pea water. There's a phrase from the Elkada which means you're in physical or spiritual pain. Half off at Food Barn this week. I don't know. A popular Elkadian put-down from the Elkada that is said to anyone working on something that looks too complicated for them. It matters not how the hamster signs a lease. Whatever. Don Julio Tequila is now buying ballpark ads on the backstop and outfield walls. Boy, what's that about? 50, 60 bucks a bottle, and they're sharing space with pea water like Gentleman Jack. Help. Call me Harry. What the hell's going on with these Royals, man? Are they flipping their lids? What's up with Kennedy, man? Kennedy from Kennedy Nation, isn't she on Fox News? She follows Ted Bell. I mean, Ted, what do you think of that? Who's this kid? Kennedy. Oh, yeah. Civic Arts Plaza. All the discussion last night of reimagining the Civic Arts Plaza, not one mention of the Copper Curtain. How does that happen? Well, our Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, of which I was a contributor for many years. This guy's the editor of the Acorn News. They're going to redesign the Civic Arts Plaza in Thousand Oaks. I saw Jethro Tull there. They weren't great, but I saw them there. I saw a lot of stuff there, man. Then I saw a show because my wife had tickets, because she had season tickets for the whole, you know, year. And I was like, okay, I'll go, but I'm not really looking forward to it. And it turned out to be not a half bad show. Paul Anka, I swear to God, I'm not kidding. Paul Anka, it was pretty good. It was. His band was fantastic. And talk about, the guy was had all kinds of energy and, you know, what do you want from me? The guy looked like he was having a ball. I don't know when we went to see that show, man, but couldn't have been too much before we separated. Not that that had anything to do with it, but, you know, maybe. Hey, man, what the fuck, dude? Oh. Let me see here, man. What are we going to do tonight? What about Kenny Slagg? Nah, Kenny Slagg, he's done. Kenny Slagg is fucking over, man. Gene Jabel's over. We need something new. Some people have been talking about, I'm Chris Putte, and this is the beautiful sound of Love Sounds with Chris Putte.
Now, where were those pictures I was supposed to see? I was supposed to, and every time's a goddamn dog dedication.
Blandino. Who are these guys that do the angel game, man? There's one guy, there's a black guy and a white guy, but the white guy always changes. The black guy's the same guy, but there's a different white guy every time I look at these cats. Uh-oh. Oh. What?
Well, Joe Madden is the new angel manager. He's getting to learn his
what?
Personality.
Madden?
It's about balancing the playing time. And
look at this guy's teeth.
Between the veterans and the younger
look at this guy's teeth. Christ almighty, did you see that?
Well, yeah, the veterans always...
Joe! He's the angel manager? When did he leave the Cubs? And why? Is he just he's a gun for hire, is that it? Remember when he was at Tampa Bay, and he did good there. Then the Cubbies won the World Series. Now here he is with the Angels. He and his wife travel the country in their RV. They don't fly. They go everywhere in their RV. They go to spring training in the RV. And not that anybody gives a shit. Where is this? Tempe? Tempe, Arizona. I got a soft spot in my heart for the good old Angels when Mike Socia was their manager, and his kids went to where my stepkids went to school, and I'd run into him. Not that we were asshole buddies, but I could, you know, say, hey, Mike, he'd say, what are you wearing shorts for, man? It's the middle of winter. I said, hey, I work till like midnight. Stuff like that. Check this guy's teeth out, man. I mean, it's like, did your parents ever hear of braces? Or swag out at best. Oh, God, man. Dude. Get some braces on those teeth, man. This cat on the left can barely look at that guy's face. I mean, I'm sorry, but... All right, man, I'm turning this shit down because I got work to do, you know? I'm a hard-working motherfucker, and ain't nobody gonna tell me different than that. Okay. I'll look that guy up. I bet you if I put in... fuck. Who would that be? Dick, who's the guy? Who do we do? Don Mixa, look, you can talk all you want about my breath, but my teeth are not as wrecked or jacked over as this guy's teeth. That's a bad thing, though. It's kind of singling the guy out, isn't it? I hate to do that. Yeah, sure, Phil. What is this chick's name, man? All right. Angels, announcer, bad teeth. I mean, Terry Smith. There he is. There's a picture of him. Angel radio play-by-play announcer Terry Smith left poses with Angel manager Mike Socia. April 1st, Terry Smith broadcast his 12th opening day as an announcer for the Los Angeles Angels on Anaheim and AM, blah, blah, blah. In his first year in 2002, the Angels won the first and only World Series. The Ladera Ranch resident joined the Angels after serving as the radio voice of the New York Yankees AAA affiliate Columbus Clippers for 19 seasons. Wow, 19 and 12 is 20, 32 years. From 83 to 97, Smith also served as sports director at WBNS AM in Columbus, Ohio, was simply known as The Voice. Serving as the play-by-play announcer for the Ohio State, Smith started his baseball team. We got a chance to sit down. How come your teeth are so shitty? No, they didn't say that. Why did this whole interview come up when I ended in bad teeth? What's the worst part of your job? Well, my teeth. My son, I guess he would have liked me to be around a little more, but we're still very close. He knew that this was part of the job. To a big extent, my son, who was going to graduate in June, I missed a lot of things with him growing up because I was away. He missed a lot of little league games. That was a sacrifice, but I think my wife knew what she was getting into when we got married. Yeah. We've been married for 30 years. So where's the bad teeth part? I bet you there's a comment section here that's going to get into it. What is this, man? No. Now, I just find that really fascinating. How do you like living in Ladera Ranch? I'm a huge pop music fan. People find that hard to believe, I think. But I like, why would that be hard to believe? You look like just the regular schmuck to me. Katy Perry, Rihanna, The Lumineers, Mumford & Sons. That's something I really get into. I don't watch a lot of TV, but I love the Shark Tank. Jeez, I watch that religiously. I'll TiVo that and watch it when the season starts. I thought as a youngster I wanted to be an athlete. And I always wanted to be a broadcaster. What do you expect this year from the Angels? Okay. All right, well, I don't know, man. This was 2013. Wow. As of 2013, it was his 12th opening day. And then before that, he was 19 years. This cat must be about my age. What happened to Terry Smith? I just saw him on fucking TV. This is 2016? Oh, he went to his godson's funeral. I mean, wedding. Oh, God. Maybe we dodged a bullet. January. In sports and broadcasting, when someone leaves a team or a booth, we must speculate. The next voice, the Angels. Rory Marcus, a man of subtle humor, pleasing tone, and died suddenly and unexpectedly Monday night. This was 2010. He'd suffered a brain aneurysm. Jesus. It was well into the USC basketball season, was getting ready to full-time regular. Oh, boy. Angels and Fox Sports West ended their relationship with Steve such and such. Hello? I got some echo coming off the goddamn tricaster. Oh, that's rough.
Well, I love Angel baseball. Mother and I know we are up in Dodger country, but we love the Angels. They're a change of pace. I wish they'd change their red ball caps. And, they wear the ball caps, right, Mother?
The Angels wear the red ball caps, and they played the Reds the other day, and they had... And they had red ball caps on, too, Larry.
Well, Mother, that'll happen. There are a great many... red is it's a very popular color.
Yeah, So, what about... I never see anyone wearing green.
Don't the Phillies wear green?
No, the Eagles do. Why? Just because they're from Philly, they wear green? Joe Maddon is the new manager. I'm very happy with the decisions that have been made by the Angel Brain Trust.
Yeah, they've been good. Now, go ahead, Mother.
There's an announcer for the Angels that we've suffered through for a number of years. I don't want to mention his name. People will know. I think he's fine as it goes, but he's got his lower teeth are jacked up.
Well, what are you laughing about, Mother?
I'm not laughing, Larry. His lower teeth are yellow and brown. Oh, God.
Look at that, man. See what that happened? That fucking pisses me off. Testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, testing. Hey, let me find some dust off or something, man. I don't know what the fuck that shit is.
Gotta be something here, man.
Oh, did we already do I Survive? I don't know if we did or not, man. But I will do another Spotify. Okay. Oh, you know what? What are we doing with it? We're asking people to give us their three favorite bits of the month. And it's got something to do with, it's got something to do with our email. Look and see a man. Oh, I did. Okay. All right. See? All right. Okay. So I was going to say that this thing is, I'm going to have to get new, either new ink or I got to get a new printer if these nozzles keep jamming. Blow it out your ass. That would be a great tune if that dude wasn't singing. Sorry to say that, but... I like this group, the Pharaohs. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Doesn't that just sound like the beach, you know, and big bottles of beer and shit, and I don't know. Sounds good to me, man. Yeah, sure, Phil. In 1962. I don't even know the beach. In 1962, I was 10. I wasn't going to the beach yet. Well, I was going to the beach with my parents. My beach time was the late 60s, during the period of, you know, acid rock and shit like that. But I wasn't really a beach. I couldn't stay at the beach because I got sunburned, man. And you didn't really have the sunblocks like you have today. And everybody was into the tanning thing. If you listen to the movie, if you watch the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, one of the prominent advertisers that you'll hear on that KHJ soundtrack, it's a soundtrack of KHJ radio, is tanning. Is that goddamn, what you've heard it. What the hell is it, man? Tanya, dun, 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 dun. That's it. From Holly, from Malibu to Waikiki. I got to find that now. It's driving me nuts. And God, do I remember those commercials. Christ, it went, once I saw that movie and they started the soundtrack, I'm like, oh, I remember that fucking goddamn commercial. It's right here. Where is it? Bring a Little Lovin', Los Bravos, all these tunes that you forgot about. That's what I love about the soundtrack. Now, my question is, where are the goddamn commercials in this fucking thing, man, right? Here it is. Wait, let me see, man. Did they not play them? What the fuck is that? Ain't the fucking soundtrack, bitch. Here it is. Oh, here. Yeah, okay. So this is it, man.
I have a dream of a huge, luscious, creamy root beer float. Well, if you haven't tried one with Mug Root Beer, start...
Humble Harv. Mug. Old killed his wife. But it wasn't really his fault. What happened, man?
I have a dream of a huge, luscious, creamy root beer float. Well, if you haven't tried one with Mug Root Beer, start root drooling beer. Now. Mug old-fashioned root beer in the new...
Oh, you're speaking some kind of accent there. What are you? That sounds like Italiano WAP. I'm kidding. I'm joking. Sounds like Philly WAP to me. No. So Harv came out to L.A. from Philly, I think from WIBG, some shit like that. And immediately it was on the air at KBLA, Burbank. KBLA, not KJ, KBLA. KBLA was like a kind of a poor man's KHJ, but they had a great lineup. They had great disc jockeys. They had Dave Diamond, I think, was over there. Humble Harv was over there. And KBLA went out of business, or they didn't go out of business, but KHJ immediately hired away the power. And they hired Dave Diamond, and they hired Humble Harv, and he was great. Humble Harv had these great drops like Motown, you know, and then he played some Motown. Or he had, like, he'd play some Marvin Gaye, and you'd hear, Have Mercy! And I would try to approximate those myself as a kid. I'd try to record them, and it would sound like this,
Have Mercy!
And I'm like, that doesn't sound... So, anyway, as I was saying, here comes the, where is this in? Oh, here it is.
At a low 85 cents, that's a small price to pay, let's face it.
A deeper, faster Hawaiian tan, that's what you get when you use tan.
God, who is that? That's a woman. She's probably like a poor man Shirley Bassey or something, or she's doing these sessions. God almighty. You'll tan just like you're crispy. Dun, 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 dun. Get tan, you. And you can imagine a freckle-faced, pink-faced, pink-skinned kid like me, and I'm hearing this, and I'm going, that ain't never gonna be me, man. That ain't, hey, Phil, no. That ain't never gonna be me, man. I ain't never gonna tan. You know why? Why? Because I'm fucking Irish. I got the fucking freckles, man. I ain't never going to tan. I ain't never going to have the good, rich, deep, dark bullshit tan. You know, and you wind up getting sunburned because you thought, the longer you stay, they think that, and then they say, use cocoa butter. Cocoa butter, that's like radiation to the skin, you know. And finally you wise up and you go, fuck it. It ain't worth it. I don't give a fuck if I'm as white as a goddamn ghost. I ain't going out and getting another sunburn. And you start, you know, wising up and you start taking care of your skin. Fortunately for me, I got hip just early enough because I don't, God knows, I've been to Dr. DeStefano, who's my great dermatologist, and he found, no, I'll tell you what it was, on the back of one of my ears was like this dark spot just at the top of my ear. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, well, you know, Phil, you got this far, kid, you know, sooner or later. I was thinking, you know, I'm probably a little fucked here, man, because I don't know of any world where a brand new dark spot on your skin is a good thing, right? But, you know, I waited. I went to the doctor, and he told me it was like a blood vessel or something under the skin. It was nothing. I was like, Christ almighty, the odds of that, you know, I thought were a million to one. But, so there was that, and then just a bunch of other shit. You know, if you got fair skin, man, you're always going to the dermatologist, and something's always going on there, bro, but you don't want to get the bad shit. That's why you got to go, man. So how about that, huh?
Starts at a low 85 cents at the small price.
Yeah,
price.
Baby.
A deeper, faster.
Rich, dark tan.
That's what you get when you use tan.
It's like, and I'm this little white-skinned boy just going through this world just all. And there's loud women just, tan, yeah. She's like some.
You tan like yes. Waikiki.
She's got dark skin and she's all. She's like my mom's friend. Get Tanya. Yeah. Where's the other one, man? That ain't the only one. They had a bunch of fucking tan. They had a bunch of tan. Is this one here?
For men. In all the world, there are only four basic masculine scents. Here's the best of each. Numero uno gold. Numero uno green. Numero uno red. Numero uno silver. Four numero uno colognes. All different. All wild.
Bullshit. All wild. This is like my show, man. Don't we do this kind of shit? In all the world, there's only one kind of tan. Holy shit, that's great.
What?
What else we got here, Jack? Here's a
scent fragrance by Helena Rubinstein. Spray it on and have.
There's a name, Helena Rubinstein. Used to be all over the fucking commercials back then.
Scent fragrance by Helena Rubinstein. Spray it on and heavenly things happen. Heaven scent. Splash in it. Laugh in it. Live in it. Love in it. You'll find heaven scent fragrance at Helena Rubinstein counters everywhere.
Oh yes, baby.
Heaven sent.
Real Don Steele, you could hear him. Real Don Steele was the best, man. They got any? I think they had some of his talk-ups. Some of his what?
Here. Los Angeles weather.
Low overcast tonight. Low around 58. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high near 68. No smog. Beaches now 62. Valley 66. Downtown 65. Orange counties.
Is that all I get to hear? They have a bunch of things there. Real Don Steele. Oh, here's a good little talk up for me.
What?
Hey, oh, I know. Yeah, I didn't buy the track. I got to buy the fucking track for you here. He talked that one up real good. Get Tanya! You know, so that was the world for me as a kid. I was a fair-skinned little redheaded guy from California. So everybody's going to the beach. And there were all, and next, and it was like I was walking down a corridor of tall Amazonian tanned chicks who were all just Tanya, you know, they were like twice the man I'd ever be in their, you know, one piece tight ass fucking bathing suits, not two piece tight, you know, one piece, and they had on those kind of big puka shell wristlets or whatever the fuck, and they had their big glass shades and their hair that was a little bit bleachy and the skin fucking black basically, and oh yeah, you know, and it was a, it was like, I might as well have been in a corridor of like stormtroopers or some shit. Just walking down a corridor of like mad stormtroopers. So you didn't have a fighting chance in that environment, man. What's this? Whatever, bitch. Get out of here. I want to get this tune here. Where is it, man? This song's so bad it's good. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Here it is. This song's so fucking bad it's good. And it's a British singer who led a Spanish band. Went to Spain. This cat was from England, went to Spain, hustled up this band, and they had a hit record, which I hated immediately because the guy sounds like Gene Pitney, and the song sucked, called Black is Black, Los Bravos. Then they had a follow-up, which was even worse, and that's why I just got it. That's why I just spent good hard-earned money to buy it.
Beat goes on.
KHJ Los Angeles.
3:31 in Los Angeles. This is the real Don Steele.
I know that it's time. I know.
That's it. There's a Don Steele little. This is a five-piece band, man. They had, rhythm guitar, lead guitar, bass player, keyboards and drums, and lead singer. And they weren't bad musicians, and their music just fucking blew. How does that happen? How do you have four, five competent musicians, and they suck? And, I mean, they're good musicians. But the song choice is just wretched. It's like, there must have been a manager there saying, we got to have a hit record. We got to have a hit, you know? And they would just pick what they thought was the most accessible shit they could find. Now, I'm wasting a lot of fucking time here. Hey, it'll be a long pre-show. What do you want from me? 45-minute pre-show so far. What are you doing, Henry? All right, so do we got our shit together? Larry and his mother are at home. And they're going to be... Are they in the car? No. What am I hearing... What am I hearing over here? Hey, what am I fucking hearing, bitch? Is it this? It is. Jeez, get the fuck out of here. Hello? All right, man. Now, I just want to make sure I got... Larry? I think they're at home and they're watching.
Walking around.
There they are.
Walking around.
Larry, one of the things that I've always found incredibly delicious about you, Larry, you're a pain in the ass.
Hold on, Mother. I have...
Larry, no. I want you to know, and testing 1, 2. I want you to know something. I love you, honey, but Christ on a crutch.
Testing.
All right, man.